I have two people with me right now who are representatives of the Yan Lai Dance Academy. They seem like they're really good friends, too. I can't wait for you to meet them. Angelina Lee and Sophie Yan are here. I'm going to start with you, Sophie. How are you today?
Good.
And can you tell me how old you are and where you go to grade school?
I'm 10 years old. I'm in fourth grade, and I go to Franklin Elementary School.
Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening right now? Anybody in your family or anybody who brought you here, maybe?
My dad.
Excellent. Let's meet Angelina, who's here too. Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
My name is Angelina Lee. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 9 years old.
And any shout outs for you?
My mom and my dance teacher.
What's your dance teacher's name?
Yan Lai.
And that is the name of your dance academy, right? How long have you two been dancing? Did you start when you were little girls, or how old were you when you started?
About five.
Same for you too?
I was 3 and a half.
Wow. And tell me what you like about dancing. Just generally speaking, you clearly must like to dance because you get to perform. Let me start with you, Sophie. What do you like about dancing?
Well, it's fun, and you get to express yourself in a fun way.
Do you make up dances sometimes?
Sometimes we, like, make up little tiny parts.
That has to be fun. And can you use them when you're performing for a time? Because I would think you all need to be together, right, when you're playing or when you're performing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can add a little piece of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Can you tell me, when you dance with Yan Lai, are there special props or things that you use as part of the dance? I've seen some dances where bamboo is used or where flowers are used. Tell me a little bit about how that works, Angelina.
Sometimes they use fans. If the dance is based off something, they'll do props like fans, and our like trio dance has like umbrellas.
Ooh, there's a lot to synchronize. How many people are on stage at the same time? Can there be a lot?
Well, depending on how many people are in the age group. Yes.
I see. You two are in the same age group.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of people when you're dancing?
Around 10 people on stage for our dance.
Wow, that's a lot. What do you think the secret is to learning how to dance? I've never been very good at it. Were you two naturals when you started, or did it take a while to learn?
It took a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you get good at it?
Practice. You just have to practice.
Yeah.
And have fun and do your best.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. Well, the two of you have a lot going on for Lunar New Year with performances. I know you're going to be here at the Children's Museum today. Do your family celebrate Lunar New Year?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you do?
We eat dumplings
and fish. Because in Chinese, fish means extra, so it's like extra happiness and luck.
So fish is a tradition. I didn't know that. And dumplings, I did know. What kind of fish? Any kind?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like any kind of fish.
And do you do anything else besides eating to celebrate? You wear red as a color.
Yeah.
You would wear, right?
And gold.
You both have red gold too.
Yes. Because red is like a traditional color because it's like scares away the monster that comes every new year, and you also set off firecrackers and make loud noises.
I didn't know a monster came every New Year's, so you definitely want to be able to scare away the monster.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you set off firecrackers at your house?
No.
No.
They do, like, mini fireworks.
Yeah, and they do that a lot in China where they, like, set off firecrackers in front of their houses.
Yeah, we never set off the firecrackers at our house either. We weren't allowed to do that. It's really exciting to have both of you here. Now, I'm curious what else. Well, also, what year is this that we're going into? It's the year of the
pig.
Pig?
Mm-hmm.
And what year did we just leave? I think, was it the dog?
I don't know.
I can look that up.
Chicken, maybe?
What's that?
The chicken, maybe?
The chicken? Ricky will find out. Ricky, what year did we just leave? We're going into the year of the pig. We'll find out what year came beforehand. It's better to look ahead anyway. So the year of the pig is upon us. And
yeah.
Uh-huh. What else do you like? Oh, it is dog. I was correct. I just heard it's dog. Right? I'm curious what else he liked to do for fun. Not just for Chinese New Year, but in general, when you're not dancing, when you're not on the radio, when we're not celebrating Lunar New Year. Sophie, what do you like to do?
I like to go outside and ride my bike.
Where do you go?
Our house, we live in a little cul-de-sac at the bottom of a hill, so there's not many cars there, and we just ride around in the little cul-de-sac.
That sounds like a safe place to go. And you haven't had training wheels for a long time, have you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Did you have them at one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people start that way. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play with my friends, and I also like to swim because I like swimming, and I'm on, like, our school swim team.
Excellent. That's exciting to be part of a team. Like that. Now, those are both kind of outdoor things. What do you like to do when you're inside? Do you like to make stuff or do you have any activities you enjoy doing?
I like to read.
What have you read lately that you really like?
Well, I read A Dog's Purpose.
That sounds like a neat book. Do you have a dog?
No.
Do you like dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, you must like them. Do you like to read, too?
Yeah, but both of us also play piano and, like, as an activity also.
Well, that's exciting. Do you take lessons?
Yes.
So are you both learning from the same teacher?
No.
Oh, so you can compare notes and share and play. Well, I'm excited about your performance later at the museum. You also both go to Pittsburgh Chinese School, right?
Yes.
And are you learning? You must be learning Chinese, I gather. How is that coming? Is that hard to learn?
A little bit.
It's a little hard.
I would think it would be very hard to learn. Have either of you been to China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to put that to good use if you go back. Well, I'm excited about the Dance Academy. Do you think other girls would enjoy? Well, are there boys, too, in the Dance
Academy? For the adults. Yeah. There's some boys for adults, and then most of the younger kids are girls.
Yeah.
And would you recommend it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very good. Well, I hope that you have a great performance today at the Children's Museum and that you have lots of good performances to come. Where else will you be? Do you know, are you going to be performing in other places this month?
Yeah. Today we're going to Shaler Library and also the History Museum, Heinz History Museum.
Oh, exciting. And
tomorrow we're coming back here to perform.
So you'll be here at the museum on Sunday.
Yeah.
So today, the Shaler Library.
And the Heinz History.
Heinz History Center. And tomorrow at the Children's Museum.
And then on March, we have March 2nd, we have a big performance. Where everybody in the academy comes together and we do a big performance in the August Wilson Center.
Like each little group presents like what dance they have and then we do a grand finale at the end.
So what day is that?
March 2nd.
That's exciting. And that's at the August Wilson Center.
Yeah.
You two must be really proud of what you are able to do because you know everything about it and you were able to share it very well. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add?
The Dance Academy in the summer, they do a summer camp with like not only like the traditional Chinese dances, they add like hip hop and the other types of dancing.
That's exciting. Are you learning some of those too?
She usually goes in the summer.
Yeah, you go in the summer. Well, your performance here at the Children's Museum is 12:15 tomorrow and later today, Shaler Library and also at the Heinz History Center. And then I'm excited about the March 2nd performance. That sounds really great. That's going to be at the August Wilson Center. Angelina Lee and Sophie Yan, thank you so much for being with us. Here is a song you'll probably recognize. This is one of your dance songs. What do you do when you hear this song? Is this one you dance to? Okay, this was sent to us as part of your music. This may be for another group.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time here and your whole weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
There you've got Angelina Lee and Sophie Yan. And I do have the schedule for what's happening here. In addition to the Yan Lai Dance Academy members, who you just heard from and more, Mimi Zhang is going to be here along with students from Ailan Chen. And Steel Dragon, the Lion Dance with Steel Dragon, will take place. That's at 1 and 2 o'clock, respectively, here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.